The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on April 19th, 2017. This is a live show, which will be evident repeatedly throughout the next 60 minutes. And joining us, our co-host, Paul Fromm from Canada. Hi, Paul.
All right, James.
And George from the formerly great state of Maryland.
It's a formerly, it is now a communist stronghold, the most miserable government in the whole Western Hemisphere. Hello, James.
Hi. And folks, we invite you to join us as well at our phone number here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll endeavor to get you on the air. If you call, you can call now. And engineers are waiting to take your call. Well, we will cover in the next 60 minutes, we'll try to cover the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon and bring you some of the commentary. And then, of course, be very interested to hear what you have to say. One of the commentaries I noted in the last 24 hours is Ann Coulter. She always has great columns. As I said, the only thing really wrong with Ann Coulter's columns is that there are too few of them. And here we have her latest dated today. Your choice, a green America or a brown America? And in this column, she talks about a theme I've pointed to over the years, which is the remarkable odyssey of the once great Sierra Club, which used to be a pro-environmentalist club, and strongly so. Under the presidency of David Brower, they did some really great things vis-a-vis immigration. Back in the 70s and 80s, the Sierra Club took a stern and wonderful position against open borders, saying this was not just a threat, it was the prime threat to our environment, conceived of in every way you conceive of an environment, whether it's streams or mountains or clean air or clean water. And but they were right on the dot with that. And then a remarkable thing happened. A $100 million donation to the Sierra Club. Well, let me not spoil the story here, And let me just read a little from Ann Coulter to stoke the fires here to begin our show. In celebration of Earth Day this Saturday, and it was actually David Brower that inaugurated Earth Day, one of the many good things he did. Let's review how the Sierra Club sold its soul and screwed the Earth for a $100 million donation. They must hate themselves for it, so why shouldn't we hate them too? After Teddy Kennedy's 1965 Immigration Act began dumping millions of third worlders on the country, the Sierra Club talked of little else besides reducing immigration. This is true. It's hard to believe. In 1970, the club adopted a resolution, this is back in David Brower's day, complaining that the country's growing population was polluting the air, water, and land to the point that our very survival is threatened. That's a quote. In 1978, the Sierra Club, again under David Brower, adopted a resolution urging Congress to, I keep mentioning David Brower because he was summarily made to walk the plank and tossed out of the Sierra Club. Their own president adopted a resolution.
Just to insert here, when he was saying, putting out those figures and numbers in the early, in the mid-70s, America was 80 million people fewer than today. So the description, the situation he was describing is of several clicks greater magnitude.
Yep. Wow. It's a shame he's not here still to carry on the fight. In 1978, the Sierra Club adopted a resolution urging Congress to, quote, conduct a thorough examination of U.S. immigration laws, noting that the United States, Canada, and Australia, you got Canada in there, were the only countries admitting, this is a quote again, more than a handful of permanent immigrants, unquote. In 1980, the club dropped its promotion of birth control in order to focus on immigration. Quoting again, it is obvious, the club said, that the numbers of immigrants the United States accepts affects our population size and growth rate even more than the number of children per family. In 1989, the club's population report expressly called for reducing the number of immigrants. The Sierra Club is no small change. It's a huge organization, with membership, in the million zone and influence up in that big zone as well. In 1990, the club's grassroots leaders voted overwhelmingly to launch a major national campaign on the immigration problem. Even people who don't live in yurts can't help but notice the environmental damage being done by hundreds of thousands of Latin Americans clamoring across the border every year, setting fires, dumping litter, spray painting gang signs in our parks, and defacing ancient Indian petroglyphs. I can add up here, way up here by the Canadian border. You know what we see all the time? We have a lot of trains up here. As the Burlington Northern and Santa Fe rolls by, it's car after train car clobbered by giant gang graffiti. It's
we have it here too, James. Drive around anywhere in your capital city, every overpass in the entire city is covered with that crap. And the main CSX railroad that goes up the East Coast, every single overpass from Maine to Florida is covered with that crap. Thank you, lovely Latino immigrantes. We're so happy that you're here.
Yeah, and as you sit at a crossing, a railroad crossing, waiting for the train to go by, you have to watch, 100 boxcars with, spray painted stem to stern in Technicolor. The problem isn't just the number of people traipsing through our wilderness areas. It's that primitive societies have no concept of litter. That's a quirk of prosperous societies. The damage to our parks shows these cultural differences. Writing in an environmental journal at New York University, Rosa Oaks described the reprehensible, her word, damage being done to towering cactus, Joshua trees, flowering cactus varieties, colorful wildflowers, and rock formations by illegals. With accompanying photos, she noted that the immigrants' litter included abandoned vehicles, used needles, drug paraphernalia, plastic grocery bags, paper products, empty water containers, blankets, clothing, used disposable diapers, among other things. Unquote. The Mexican cultural trait of littering is apparently well known to everyone except American journalists. As usual, when it comes to anything that reflects negatively on third world immigrants, you have to be Agatha Christie to get at the truth. If the media can hide Hispanic child rape, it's child's play for them to ignore the Hispanic littering problem. The best way to find out about garbage being dumped all over by our vibrant recent immigrants is to look at local news stories from any town that contains a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And then she gives several examples, so I'll have to skip through those for purposes of time. She says, would any of this be of interest to an alleged environmental group? Alleged, I like that. It used to be until the early 2000s. That's when the Sierra Club was given $100 million by hedge fund billionaire David Gelbaum in exchange for never opposing immigration again. The club said, "How dare you ask us to abandon our principles for filthy lucre?" Just kidding. It said, "Sure. Did you bring, did you bring the check?"
And as soon as they cleared the bank, that's all they needed to know. I was following that very closely in the my immigration reform movement in the very late 90s and early 2000s. And there was a vicious internal warfare in the Sierra Club among true environmentalists who wanted to curtail the immigration invasion. And though they're sort of a new agey type folks who, you know, they could conceive of saving the snail darter, but they couldn't conceive the fact that if Pedro and his extended family camp beside the river and defecate into it and pour garbage into it and so on, that the snail darter might be in peril. It came down to a vote, and as you suggest, big money didn't walk, it talked. And that basically was it for the Sierra Club. It has never been on the immigration reform side since. And catastrophe.
And by the way, just a little update. Ann Coulter could have even put this update in here. I didn't know this, the rest of the story. I'm just looking at David Gelbaum's Wikipedia article. Gelbaum is a signatory to the Giving Pledge, a group of the wealthiest people in the world who make a commitment to give most of their wealth to philanthropic causes. He is married to...
Sort of like the International Monetary Fund, huh?
Here's a twist. He is married to Monica Chavez, who is a co-signatory to the pledge. Gelbaum has already given $200 million to the Sierra Club and $250 million to the Wildlands Conservancy, a land trust he co-founded that has acquired 1,200 square miles of land in California, including more than 500,000 acres of the Mojave Desert. He also notably gave $93 million to the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU. And then here's the kicker on these things. The enormous contribution came with strings attached.
Of course.
Ann Coulter missed this one. This was a gem. If you're listening, Ann, you can insert this into your great column. The enormous contribution to the ACLU came with strings attached. Another one, namely the stipulation that America's flagship green organization would not mention, the Sierra Club one, would not mention excessive immigration as harmful to the environment generally and resource preservation in particular. And let's see.
That's
a whole lot of hush money there, Jay. I mean, boy, you talk about corrupt. So let's finish off Ann's column, which is great.
Well, someone give me $100 million to shut up, I'd do it.
Yeah. And I love what she says. Just kidding. They said, sure. Did you bring the check? And then she writes, mass third world immigration. And we're going to connect this to Donald Trump in a moment, because the news from the border folks is great. The immigration is down, way down. Mass third world immigration, she writes, is a triple whammy for the environment because, one, millions more people are tromping through our country. Two, the new people do not share Americans' love of nature and cleanliness. And three, we're not allowed to criticize them. One big advantage of taking, I'm going to skip here a little bit, the Sierra Club didn't anticipate the PC reasons were preferring non-third world immigrants, but simply wanted to stop so many people pouring into our country and stepping on the flowers, which is why the club used to be nearly monomaniacally focused on reducing immigration. By now, it's been a quarter century since the Sierra Club cared about the environment, as is the fate of most groups that stick around long enough. Today, it's just another left-wing, hate-America interest group. Unfortunately, among the things the Sierra Club hates about America are its rivers, mountains, hiking trails, parks, and wildlife. And so says Ann Coulter today.
Here's a great article, James.
Yeah.
It's inflames some passions.
Yes. And David Brower, he died in 2000. And he was a big part of the good guys in the Sierra Club, he died in 2000, born in 1912, and a classic environmentalist right along the lines of John Muir, who interestingly enough, John Muir was to use the term of Jared Taylor, he was a race realist. And it used to be, in fact, that our ancestors, our great-grandparents, all of us listening to this show, and our great-great-grandparents, being a racial realist was the norm. It was the commonplace thing. It was not politically incorrect to be conscious of who you were and where you came from, and to feel an obligation, a duty, to preserve that inheritance and pass it along to succeeding generations. That was the norm as recently as, I mentioned in a recent show, the 1939, November 1939 article by Charles Lindbergh entitled Aviation Geography and Race, which just talks quite clearly about the imperative, the number one imperative for white folks in America of preserving their race. And this was in the most popular magazine, largest selling magazine in the world, which it still is, by the way. Reader's Digest still is, but it now has completely new ownership, which is of the David Gelbaum variety. And you don't read anything anymore of the patriotic stuff that used to appear in the white American-owned Reader's Digest back in the day when it was a patriotic magazine in 1939. But it was the most common, the most popular magazine in the world and in the United States as well. And it was simply completely politically correct to be a racial realist along the lines of Jared Taylor. We've got a break coming up, and we'll take your calls right after that break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks.
Our highways and bridges are
rebuilding America first.
Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
And after that, we'll get to helping out other folks. But let's rebuild America first.
Rebuild America first.
Yes. And one of the outstanding peoples of the world to whom we offer some help are our Japanese friends. Great civilization that they have built, which embodies, personifies one of the values celebrated here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, which is maintaining the existence, the survival of your own people. The Japanese do that every day very, very well, and it's very politically correct to advocate such in Japan. Our Vice President Mike Pence was there today talking on the deck of the USS Ronald Reagan in Yokosuka, Japan, and here's what he had to say.
Yokosuka.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yokosuka.
It's spelled the other way, but... Every slobby on the face of the earth knows that it's Yokosuka.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much. And the he said Wednesday, that the U.S. would meet any conventional or nuclear attack. And we see him in a picture here with the crew of the Ronald Reagan there, all about him on the deck, or nuclear attack by North Korea with an overwhelming military response to protect allies such as Japan and South Korea. Speaking to U.S. and Japanese sailors aboard the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan in Yokosuka, Japan, on Wednesday morning, local time, Mr. Pence said North Korea presents, quote, the most dangerous and urgent threat to the peace and security in the region. Those who would challenge our resolve or our readiness should know we will defeat any attack and meet any use of conventional or nuclear weapons with an overwhelming and effective American response, Mr. Pence said to applause. The United States of America will always seek peace. But under President Trump, the shield stands guard and the sword stands ready, unquote. And then let's see a little bit of more of his what he had to say. Earlier, Mr. Pence reassured the Japanese people, and think about it, folks, and I think this is where even as brilliant a man as Pat Buchanan got it wrong in his column yesterday. Imagine if you're one of the, what is the population of Japan, about 100 million? If you're one of the...
About 120 million.
Okay, thank you. If you are... They really don't have that much of a military. The little that they have is quite good. As with everything else about Japan, it's quite good. They do things very well. But it's not much of a military in Japan. So they do rely upon America as a shield and sword. And that's been true ever since America beat them in World War II. And they've had this remarkable response of a people. I mean, this is one of the most remarkable events of all time, Paul, is the admiration the Japanese felt for America after being beaten in a war. It's just an interesting psychological response. And but somehow they did the right thing. They actually really admired Americans and America, and still in some large measure do. And imagine if you're a Japanese and you live in Tokyo or Yokosuka, and you are only 10 minutes or less away from the launching area of North Korea, where this madman Kim Jong-un presides. And my wife was telling me she was watching videos today of life in North Korea. I didn't realize. I haven't paid attention to North Korea in recent years. But the people there are starving. The freedom they have is absolutely zero. There's no freedom of any kind for anybody in North Korea. We've got a break here coming up, and we've got William in Montana eager, chomping at the bit to give us a commentary. We'll come back to that. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning into the Trump phenomenon. And we're talking about our vice president and Donald Trump's second in command, Mike Pence, visiting our ally, Japan, and saying some very sensible things to them. In fact, he talked also very in a Trumpian way. Very directly, he said, we have a $69 billion trade deficit with Japan every year right now. And we want to fix that. We want to have free trade, but fair trade. And he said, and so we're going to have a better trade relationship with Japan. Talking just as Donald Trump has talked on the campaign trail, he talked about trade imbalance with Japan and with China. And he said, we're going to fix that. And he just concluded, very impressive, at Mar-a-Lago, his quite cordial meeting with the leader of China. And that took a lot of people, I think, by surprise, that Donald Trump and the leader of China having, with their wives, a very friendly get-together. Let's go on our phones right now to questions for me, Paul, and George, from you, the listeners. And let's start with William in Montana. William, thank you for joining us, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. This is the three-hour show, isn't it? Or no, I guess it's only 1 hour.
It just feels like 3 hours. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, I need 3 hours. But anyway, I don't want to be a naysayer, but I just want to bring some other aspects.
Say nay.
Yeah. So one of the things, I've been following some of the news in Japan. I lived in Japan for a while, so I follow it. And one of the things that is going on there is there's the same apprehension that I detected in South Korea is also in Japan, because they are very sensitive to nuclear weapons, because they're the only ones that have actually been the recipient of nuclear weapons, and it still plays a major part in their consciousness. And there were a lot of people that were protesting in the last weeks at that naval base, and also because, Trump had sent this nuclear task force towards North Korea. And many people voiced the opposition to that, and they said, this is not going to go down well, because it's basically giving this madman all the ammunition that he needs to tell his people that he needs more power, because he's on the verge of being attacked, by America. And they were saying that it actually what needs to be is for a lot of negotiations that are in place by many of the people who are adjacent to North Korea to allow these things to go forth without this, sort of escalation, this threat. And one of the things that,
Let me agree with you, but differ on points here.
Yep.
The Japanese, you're quite correct about their concern about the nuclear weapons, and that's why they have a Japan, which could easily build nuclear weapons, just the easiest thing in the world for them to do it. They have made, but who's to tell them what they're allowed or not allowed?
They're still involved in a treaty with the United States nuclear weapons are not supposed to, that we're going to do it for them.
Yeah, well, but if they want nuclear weapons, they will have nuclear weapons. A piece of paper would not stop them. Go ahead, Paul.
Donald Trump, during the election, did say that one possibility would be for both South Korea and Japan to go nuclear, that they had to assume more of the burden for the defense. Now, that could be just more of the economic burden, but that is a possibility. I know I've been to Japan. There is a lot of concern, for the reasons the caller stated, about nuclear weapons, because they've been the only country on the recipient end. But it's a very volatile situation. Anyway, I just want to throw that.
But to carry the logic further, William, that's why the Japanese also very, very much want a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. And, of course, they're right next door to that. Now, you mentioned that Donald Trump's tough action and tough talk, I'll characterize it that way, it could act as a provocation to Kim Jong-un, and could also enable him to increase the level of dictatorship he has over North Korea. Well, I submit this.
That's not possible. He's El Supremo. It's not like in the United States there's a balance of power. Even in most Western democracies, the balance may differ slightly from country to country, but it's a one-man dictatorship. Now, you can't give any more than 100%. He's got it all.
Right.
What the Chinese will do with it.
Right. When you turn all four of your burners on top of your stove up to high, and they're all glowing bright orange, there's nothing left. And that's what Kim Jong-un is. He has got, my wife was refamiliarizing me with this today. The dictatorship in North Korea, folks, is mind-boggling. If you travel to North Korea, first, you're unlikely to get in, but if the government of North Korea allows you to travel to that country, you will have a guide with you 24 hours a day. A person will be following you around. If you take pictures in North Korea, you can be killed for doing that. and some brave people have smuggled a few pictures out. Children are starving. It is a death cult. So this is a complete madman. The North Korean people are utterly squashed under his boot heel. And the point, William, is this, that I appreciate the fact that Donald Trump, I agree here, that he is recognized, and Mike Pence, who's a very level-headed guy. Some people who think that Donald Trump might fly off the handle, not Mike Pence. Mike Pence, a very level-headed guy. He's agreeing quite clearly. Somebody had to be the, as I mentioned yesterday, the tough, big Irish cop who settles matters in the neighborhood without having to use a gun. Just by standing there, people stop arguing and they start. Now, Donald Trump used the term vis-a-vis North Korea. He said behaving. And the diplomacy that you mentioned, you're right, William, diplomacy should be invoked first. That's what Donald Trump has done. That's what the meeting with China's leader was all about at Mar-a-Lago. That Chinese leader has pledged to Donald Trump he's going to do his best to put the screws on Kim Jong-un to behave.
Yeah,
so that is go ahead.
One of the things that we need to go back a little bit of history and remember how North and South Korea came about. It was an arbitrary, they didn't know where, there was no river that would divide them both, and so they just said, hey, 39th parallel, let's do it there. And one of the things that has been facing North Korea since the Korean War is that we've got about 29,000 troops, you know, on the border with missiles, tanks, land forces, all ready to go in to North Korea. They've lived with that since the end of the Korean War. And the other thing that's really disturbing, and this is what Russia and China and even members of the parliament in Japan have brought up, they said, the thing that's most disturbing about this is that the United States is duty-bound, treaty-bound, to fight if something happens where North Korea moves against South Korea. And they said that type of relationship creates like an inferiority complex, because here it's not just North Korea versus South Korea, but it's North Korea versus the United States, who will strike. And there's a good number of people in Japan that says this is very dangerous, because if there is a provocation, if there is this brinkmanship and something goes wrong, guess where the nuclear war is going to take place? You know, it's not going to take place in California or Chicago. It's going to take place, 300 or 400 miles from us, or 500 or 600 miles from us.
William,
another concern to say, cool this thing down. This isn't doing anything for us. This isn't doing for anything for any of us in the region.
But there's nobody on our side, William, is heating anything up. We're doing exactly what the South Koreans are doing. What are the South Koreans doing? They're running a wonderfully productive, free country in which they're achieving incredible, marvelous things. Their standard of living is 20 times higher than that of their absolute ethnic countrymen.
They're running a trade surplus against us.
Yes, they're out trading us. That's right. They're out producing.
So is Japan.
Yes, but that's the kind of competition we want. And the North Koreans, here's my point. You're making a kind of a Ron Paulian, you're stating it well, William, a Ron Paulian argument for disengagement. I respectfully disagree. I think the American role, that those 29,000 troops in South Korea, they are not a massive force provoking the North Koreans. They are a tripwire. Those poor 29,000 troops.
They're a tripwire that will trip many bases in the region, and one of the big bases, a couple big bases, are in Japan. And that has been a real issue, because the Japanese say, again, if North Korea attacks to try to defend themselves from our military attack, guess where the bombs are going to fall?
Wait a minute. To defend themselves. But see, you've got the shoe on the wrong foot. There's no attack from the United States. folks like General MacArthur, would be thinking of the 500,000 troops who suddenly appeared out of nowhere, overwhelming small U.S. units in Korea. That tripwire is there not as a provocation, not as an offensive measure. It's there so that we don't relive the past where we got wiped out because we weren't ready. And the let's put it this way.
John?
I predicted, William, I predicted it here. I'll stick to this in the next eight years of the show. I think North Korea, because of President Donald Trump, will in fact be liberated from the communist boot heel over their necks right now.
By
and
who?
Rejoin by the North Korean people themselves, who will throw off the communist dictatorship. By the way, I think one reason that Obama was such a softie on North Korea and such a dope is that he's a communist. Obama is a Saul Alinsky communist. And I think in his, when he thinks about Kim Jong-un, who is the most radical communist in the world, I think he sees him as a brother. But in any event, one communist was being rather accommodating to another communist. Donald Trump isn't going to do that. And he is not going to let this communist. All the offensive threat, all the provocation, as in 100%, William, is coming from an absolute clinically insane madman with nuclear missiles. There's a lot
I
of...
He can't get off the launching pad.
Yes, because Donald Trump...
He can't get off the launching pad, and the hype, like the national security advisor, McMaster, is saying, this guy is a danger. But, most political analysts say, this guy isn't a danger. Most of his nuclear testing... And also, his missiles have been failed. They didn't do what they were going to do. He doesn't have the technology, and he probably doesn't have the know-how to put it together. But they to try to justify getting more power to the United States military to become the Irish cop of the world.
Well, okay, but William, again, I respectfully disagree. The reason that missile, all of the speculation. And we'll never know exactly what happened unless our highest level technical means reveal themselves, is that we took that missile apart on the launch pad. And we may have exposed some very important technology. We may have actually had to show our hand to other potential foes and what we can do to a missile before it gets off the ground. Not so good to have to reveal yourself in that way. But
That was one of many failures that he had. I mean, there's been so many successes that just ended up in the water.
I'm not concerned. If I live in Tokyo or Seoul and only 2 out of 10 nuclear-tipped missiles hit my neighborhood, I really don't care that 8 failed. I'm dead. And so are millions of other people. That he does have nuclear technology. He has exploded nuclear devices. He does have missiles. It's not that hard to set up a giant firework that can shoot through the sky. That's not really tough technology. He does have missiles. He's even working on, and by the way, here's the report on that. The stuff that he paraded at his Pyongyang 105th birthday party the other day, American military experts were shocked at how advanced it was. It includes missiles that can be submarine launched. He has submarines. He's talking about some. No, he does have submarines. And
he says that they can be launched.
No, but it's documented. He has made successful ballistic missile launches, and it just takes one to wreck your day, William, especially if you live in Tokyo or Seoul. Here's my prediction. Trump will take out Kim Jong-un. He won't be there in 8 years, and I predict the North Korean people will be living a productive and free life like their brothers and sisters in South Korea, thanks to peace through strength, not through war, but through Donald Trump finally putting the screws on this North Korean dictatorship and taking it apart.
That America First will have to wait until we clean up the rest of the world.
Nope, because
we only have to clean up North Korea. We have to clean up the Balkans. We have to clean up Russia.
Nope.
We have to clean up Kiev. We have to clean up all these things. I mean, you know, one of the things, you know, that
Buchanan wrote other
articles about this, very detailed. There's another one that, another column that he wrote.
Okay, but William, let me respond to your point here. Nope, America First does not mean we have to police the world. It means that in those matters that directly affect your survival and mine, and your well-being and mine, and your and our future generations, yes, we do have to preserve. Here's what Donald Trump says: America First is means we take care of America's interests first. Do those interests include Thomas Jefferson dealing strongly with the Barbary pirates who are kidnapping Americans? Yes. Very strong, you know, Ercaris alive or Raisuli dead. That was the right foreign policy with the Barbary pirates. And Kim Jong-un is a Barbary pirate. So Donald Trump will deal forcefully with people like that and Mexican drug lords. He'll be their worst nightmare. We'll take our final break. Thanks, William. We'll take our final break. And thank you, sir, as always. We'll be back with our final segment, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. And William in Montana, very good espousal there of what I would say would be of Ron Paul's libertarian tendency in matters of foreign affairs and so on. And I agree. When Ron Paul wants to stay out of the hair of other peoples and focus on America, I think Ron Paul's right about that. But I think Donald Trump is right. Where American vital interests are clearly present, that is a place for strong leadership. And I think we're seeing it right now in North Korea. I used the example of the Barbary Pirates. I was just reading up here during the break on my Barbary Pirates history and so on. There are the scope of this, what was going on in Paul, you're up to date on this, but folks, by the millions, European whites were being enslaved, captured by Berber pirates on the Mediterranean and in the Atlantic, enslaved in numbers of millions, and it was called at the time, it was the original fate worse than death, was to be captured by the Berbers and enlisted into sex slavery. Children turned into janissaries and brainwashed. Men worked to death, and the it was necessary. One of the responses to this was, in fact, the Crusades.
And but also, on, James, Islam is a religion of peace.
Yeah, George told us that. He must be right. When people decry Islamophobia and say, that's Islamophobic. If phobic means to be fearful or a little cautious about, I think given the violent history of Muslim attacks on Europe over 1,200 years, any sensible European would want to be a bit cautious. This is an expanding religion, the religion of conquest. It is showing no respect for the territorial integrity of European countries. I think Europeans and North Americans have every reason to be a little cautious.
Religion of peace, Paul. Come on.
And now get this, folks. Listen to this. Here's one. My eye just landed on this one. I just learned something myself. This is how bad it was, folks, and you didn't learn this in school, and your kids aren't going to be taught this in their politically correct classrooms. Here's just an example, one of thousands of examples. Ireland was subject to a similar attack. In June of 1631, Murat Reyes, a Muslim, with corsairs from Algiers and armed troops of the Ottoman Empire, stormed ashore at the little harbor village of Baltimore, County Cork. They captured almost all of the villagers and took them away to a life of slavery in North Africa. The prisoners were destined for a variety of fates. Some lived out their days chained to the oars as galley slaves. That's for you gentlemen out there. While women spent long years as concubines in harems. Well, that's a nice word, folks. Concubines, okay? No. They were being gang raped. Only two of these Irish captives ever returned to Ireland. Wow. Well, there we go. That's another show. We'll come back again tomorrow night. Join us then for the Trump phenomenon.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.